KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's time for your Kaleidoscope program. I've got Linda Franson of the Cottonwood County Historical Society. Linda, good to have you again.
Good morning.
And we've got a lot to talk about. It's been a while since you've been on the air with us. And we'll start here back with the Festival of Trees winner.
Yes. Throughout the month of December, just to kind of refresh people's memory, we had 19 beautifully decorated trees. And I want to thank everybody that came and visited. We had Christmas by candlelight night. We had close to 200 people that came through the museum, lots of families. And a lot of people voted that night for their favorite tree. And we always give chamber bucks to the top three winners. And this year, first place went to Nadine Foreman. She had a tree decorated in the nativity theme. Then second place was Ava Lopez, and her tree was a tree really wrapped in light. That's how I can explain it. It was just a beautiful tree. And then third place went to the Independent Order of Odd Fellows. So we're thankful for everybody that, of course, set up trees, those who came and visited and voted. And we always say every year, it's the best year yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things, you kind of got to be there to see the tree.
Exactly.
It's hard to explain the beauty of some of those trees. But you got a new show right now, Bird's Eye View, that opened on January 19th?
That's correct. Yeah, every winter we do a photo show, and it has a different theme each year. The only kind of prerequisite is that the picture has to be taken in Cottonwood County. So yeah, this year it's Give It Your Best Shot, focus on Cottonwood County from a bird's eye view. And we have 21 photographs in the gallery. And I got a bit nervous when probably the 2 days before the show was to open, or before we were going to hang the show, I didn't feel like I had enough. So I went to our museum collection, and I got and copied about 8 pictures that were bird's eye view of Storden and Windham, and it's one of Mountain Lake and one of Bingham Lake. So got a little variety there. And then, of course, we do have probably close to, I think it's 14 of that people brought in of a bird's eye view. So lots of variety, lots of creativity. So stop by if you have a chance.
Absolutely. I know, you know, a couple of years ago, some bird's eye view of some of the towns was going viral with the flooding.
Going
on. Uh-huh. So I'm sure it'd be nice to see some other bird's eye view of some of these towns when maybe they're not underwater.
You That's
know, they
right.
can see some high up views of there. You know, you guys also had a raffle in January. You wanted to announce the winner for
that? Yes. It was actually the raffle for, I think we started it about at Riverfest, and it went through December 15th. And the winner this year was Julia Bonneville of Windham. And she's an artist herself, and so she was very excited to get the raffle this year. Was a Remick, Bob Remick painting, and she just had a place to hang it in her house, and she was very excited about winning. So I also want to thank everybody who purchased tickets for the raffle. It was a good year in that regards as well.
Very cool. It's always good when the prize matches up with the winner, when
exactly.
they can go together like that. And finally, I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact you're part of the regional museum group, and there's a travel exhibit that you'll be involved with.
Yes. Yeah, there's 6 of us museums in Southwest Minnesota, county museums, that get together on an every other month basis. And we get together to kind of share ideas, share resources, and we decided probably about a year ago that it would be fun to do a traveling exhibit that would take into that all 6 of us museums could share. So it would kind of have to be a generic theme. And so we had several ideas, and the one that we came up with was dance halls of Southwest Minnesota. So the group wrote a grant, and we received the grant, and now the researcher is kind of doing kind of base research on all the counties and the dance halls that were in them. And so if anybody that's listening has a good dance or dance hall story for us, you can contact the museum or send it to the museum. If you have pictures, you know, we're kind of open and looking for some good information if anybody has it out there. So just put that out there, and this exhibit probably will not come through Wyndham for probably a year or two. After the grant for the research, then there will be another grant that we'll have to receive to do the kind of the make the exhibit, and so it's a ways down the pike.
All right. Well, if time flies, we know it'll
be
here.
That's true.
You know, it'll be here right around the corner. And just finally, Linda, if anybody is interested in maybe the exhibit you got going on right now, or mm-hmm. would like more questions, you know, and maybe this is their first time here, and probably not, but if it is, mm-hmm. you know, where can they find you? How can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, we're located at 812 4th Avenue here in Wyndham, and we have a good website that you can certainly go and get information off of. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays by appointment. So give us a call. You can also send it via mail. And also, it is, of course, we're approaching February, and so we've put out into the museum some wonderful old Valentines. If you'd like to come and see what Valentines used to look like, they're kind of three-dimensional, and also some old Valentine postcards. So they're in our front entry. So stop in and check us out.
Very cool. Thank you so much for joining us, Linda.
Yeah, thank you.
Linda Franson from the Cottonwood County Historical Society here, the Kaleidoscope Program on KDOM Radio.